every week, we give you, if we remember, we give you one of these little booklets. Do you guys take them home and read them? Sometimes? Yeah? You read them in the car. Well, I thought we could read this together. And there happens to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things to read, and there's 6 people. Now, does somebody not want to read? Because I know there's some people who really like to read. Are you the one who wants to read? Okay, does anybody else want to read? Okay, good. Whatever. Okay, Emma and Uza, and I'm sorry, Trinity, yeah, Trinity, the most appropriate name to be here. Come on over here so you can sit by me and we'll work through it. Okay, Emma, come on, and Uza, come on over here. Because this kind of summarizes a lot of what we're going to learn in all the readings. So, I'm going to give you my microphone, and you're going to read this so everybody can hear it, and then if you have any comments, we can talk about it. So, read this and that. Okay, so.
If we belong to God, we will do God's work. God gives us many kinds of work to do.
Will you read the next one?
He wants us to do our work as well as we can. The most important work is to love and help others.
Will you read the last one?
Jesus promises to love us and help us and share his glory with us.
Okay, so we have work to do. What kind of work do you do at home or at school or here that's important work? Okay, Uza, what do you do that's important work that is God's work? You help the community. You are serving as an acolyte, part of our worship team. That's important. Oh, and at home you recycle. That's good. That's God's work, taking care of God's planet. Who else has, what do you do that's important work?
Do my homework without being asked.
You do your homework without being asked, right? You're using your brain that God gave you. Did you have your hand up? Trinity, what other kind of good, important work do we do?
I read the Bible and study about God.
You read the Bible and study about God? Excellent. Anybody else have something that they do that's God's work where you're helping or loving God or somebody else? Who here makes sandwiches for the hungry? Yeah, you all do, right? Who here helps take care of other people in their family by listening and being kind? Yeah, we all do. And who prays? Mm-hmm, we all do. Do you know that praying is just having a conversation with God? It is. That's what praying is. It's having a conversation with God, and a lot of time it's in your head, and sometimes you say it out loud. Yes, Emma?
Also Sunday supper.
Yes, Sunday supper, where you go tonight and you help to serve the people that are hungry. Does anyone else do anything? Yeah, Uza?
For Sunday supper, I thought some people came there.
Yes, at Sunday supper, some people come because of the food. That's what it's for, to feed people.
Yeah, but they eat the food.
Yes, and some people who help eat the food too. Yeah, you do, huh? Who's going to pass a hot dog when you got a chance, right? Not you. All right. Yes, Uza.
I'm saying that they're not helping because they just come for the food.
It's okay. It's okay to come for the food.
And they also give away food.
Yeah, and they give away food. Okay, you guys got it. Loving God and loving each other and helping each other is what God has asked you to do. That's your good work. You guys okay? Can you keep on your good work? Excellent. Who wants to take these to Sunday school?
Yeah.
You're going to stay here. You can have this one. Okay. Put it in the pew with you. I'll give these two to you guys. And will you take these to Sunday school? And Trinity, are you going to go to Sunday school? Okay. Will you show Trinity? Will you guys take Trinity to Sunday school with you? Okay, let's say our prayer. Dear God, we thank you for the chance to do your work, to love each other. Help us to look for ways that we can be kind and love all those around us. We love you and we say this in your holy name. What do we say?
Amen.
Amen. All right, see you guys later. Thank you.